Good evening. Welcome to Bedtime Stories with Thompson. We are reading The Merry Adventures of Robin Hood by Howard Pyle, and it's the big finale. This is it, the last chapter, chapter 20, Robin Hood's death.
Oh, I can't wait to hear it.
King Richard died bravely on the battlefield, a lion-hearted king. After a time, the Earl of Huntingdon, or Robin Hood as we call him, had a great longing to see his woodlands again. King John, who succeeded King Richard, let Robin go, but asked that he stay only 3 days in Sherwood. Robin and Allan a Dale left that same day, and as they traveled, they talked of old, familiar things. "Look, Allan," cried Robin, "see the scar on that tree? That was the day your arrow missed a deer and stripped away a piece of bark instead, and we got caught in a storm and stayed in the old farmer's hut." Robin seemed to remember every stick and stone, every path he had walked with Little John, every tree he had used as a target. At last they came to the open glade and the greenwood tree. Neither man spoke. Robin looked about him. All was the same, yet so different, for the many busy fellows that had filled the glade were gone, and all was still. Robin's eyes filled with tears. He had his bugle horn over his shoulder, and now he raised it to his lips. "Tirilla, lirilla!" The notes went down the forest paths, echoing until they faded away and were lost. Now Little John, who still lived near the forest, was out walking, deep in thought, when he heard the faint notes of a distant horn. He gave a great cry and ran straight through the trees. He ran and ran until he came to the glade. When he saw Robin, he hugged him so hard he picked him up off of the ground. In a shower of snapping twigs, seven royal rangers burst from the bushes with Will Stutely at their head. Then two more came with Will Scathelock and Midge the Miller. Robin looked about and said, "I swear I will never leave these woodlands again. I will forget Robert, Earl of Huntingdon, and be Robin Hood once more." King John was furious. He sent Sir William Dale and the Sheriff of Nottingham to capture Robin, dead or alive. The Sheriff died in the bloody battle, and Sir William was wounded. But Robin was not captured. However, he brooded so long over the deaths of many of his men that he came down with a fever. Men thought fevers could be cured by taking a bit of blood, so Robin rode with Little John to his cousin, the prioress of the nunnery in Curlies, who was skilled at bloodletting. The prioress feared that the king would be angry if she helped Robin, so she locked Little John out of the nunnery and led Robin up a winding stone stair to a room in a high tower. There she tied a cord around her cousin's arm as if to bleed him, but instead she cut a vein and then left him, locking the door behind her. Again and again Robin called for help, but no one came. His cousin had betrayed him, and Little John couldn't hear him. Robin bled and bled until he felt his strength slip away. He stood up weakly and leaned against the wall to reach his bugle. He blew three faint notes. Still, Little John heard them in the glade where he lay. Little John was mad with grief and fear. He lifted a huge stone post and rammed it at the bolted nunnery door. The door crashed open and the frightened nuns ran away. Little John raced to the tower and forced the door open with his shoulder. He burst in and saw Robin, his face white and drawn, leaning against the gray stone wall. Little John picked him up and gently laid him on the bed. Then he applied some bandages to stop the bleeding. He lifted Robin against his own strong shoulder so that he could see the woodlands through the window. He tried to cheer Robin, but Robin took Little John's rough brown fist in his white hands and said, "Dear friend, we will never walk in the forest together again." Little John was silent. Hot tears fell from his eyes. Robin chokingly asked Little John to string his bow and fit a smooth arrow for him. "Little John, my friend, watch this arrow as I shoot and dig my grave on the spot where it lands." And the last of Robin's strength flew from his body as the arrow sped from the bow. So died Robin Hood in the year 1247. Loud, sorrowful cries rose from the dark shadows of Sherwood Forest. But Robin Hood's yeomen lived long after him and handed down these tales of his brave deeds to their children, and these children handed them down to their children and to their children's children. I shot an arrow through the air. It came to earth, I know not where. The end. And that's the end of the story. The Merry Adventures of Robin Hood.
Wow, that was exciting.
One of my absolute favorite stories of all time.
The Merry Adventures of Robin Hood.
What do you think about Robin Hood? Those merry men.
I love Robin Hood.
He lived a life that echoed down the years of history to his children and his children's children and his children's children's children, to us and to you. And now we've all shared it together. Thank you for listening. Good night.